Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I just texted a picture to Matt Beisler and the boys of what I'm enjoying right now for breakfast in between segments. Matt, did that look, did you get a chance to see that? Does that look appetizing to you?
It's not bad. It's not bad. I love bananas.
Right. So do I. Well, and so I was, I'm not even joking. That's exactly what I had for lunch yesterday. So I feel better about my my dietary choices. I had a nice turkey sandwich with a banana.
Did it cost you $75 or whatever?
$65.
You know. No,
and you got a bag of Sun Chips. So right. Don't discount Sun Chips.
No, I had I opted for the veggie sticks.
Mm. I love them. Those are they are fantastic.
Dude, screaming hot. Have you had those yet?
No.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Life changing, Matt Beisler. Screaming hot veggie sticks.
You are
welcome. Oh boy, Matt Beisler, what's going on with you, man? How are you?
Doing well. Yeah. How are you?
I was okay, but it just seems like. We get whenever we get our hopes up, we start to have to face reality again, and I think that's what happened for MLS fans when they saw the news about the positive test from FC Dallas. And I know, look, you've got to monitor everything. You're part of this deal with the MLS's back tournament. What was your reaction when you saw that news yesterday coming out about FC Dallas?
Well, it wasn't great. To see when you see a team like Dallas when they have multiple players on their team test positive, it raises some concern. I think we're like everyone else. Our team, we're not down there yet, and so we don't leave until Sunday. So we're going to go down to Orlando on Sunday, and there are a few teams that have already gone down to Orlando, and Dallas was one of them. So. Seeing them handle the situation, it raises some concerns about their positive test. But I assume they're having some meetings with whoever they need to meet with the league and figuring out what they have to do. Obviously, I'm not in those meetings, so I have no idea how they're handling it. But I know that I'm confident that it's going to be handled and it's going to be figured out. But yeah, guys, I'm just like you. I mean, I'm just kind of, we're all just kind of waiting to see. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, how this thing is going to play out. I think we're all hoping and preparing for the best. But, until it happens, there's no real way to predict what's going to happen.
So we were talking with Buster Olney earlier on the show, and he'd been calling around talking to different baseball players and people in front offices as they're getting back to their training. They're kind of doing now in baseball what you guys started. Gosh, when did you start team training? It was about a few weeks ago now, right?
Yeah.
And so he said that in Major League Baseball, he was hearing from players that you got some players who are taking this really seriously, and they're practicing their social distancing, and they're trying to be cautious. And then you got some other players that think this is all silly and are making fun of the other players that are doing that. My limited window into what you guys are up to shows me that you guys have been taking this really seriously. But what's it been like from a team standpoint for you guys since you've been back working as a group?
Well, I mean, that's crazy to me. If any of the baseball guys just hearing that, I don't understand why you would do that. I think it's probably tough. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to see things through their eyes too. You're in a locker room, so the locker room environment. There's lots of jokes, and you have fun and you keep it light. But at the same time, I mean, I can only speak for our locker room that. The jokes about coronavirus, like, no, there's none of that. We're taking things extremely seriously. We still find ways to have fun, enjoy ourselves, but not at the expense of anything dealing with coronavirus. We understand how serious it is, and we we want to play games. I mean, we want to play our sport, and so making fun of people for taking it too seriously, I mean, I don't know. That seems like the stupidest thing that you can do. And I don't know, guys. On a similar note, you guys know me. I'm not really one to speak out about certain things, and I like to let people live their lives and, you know, try not to judge. But we need to wear masks, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not wearing a mask, then I don't know what you're doing. I mean, I see some of these people, you know, walking around without masks, and it's like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? And I mean, I don't care what the reasons are. Like, I understand it's uncomfortable and it gets hot, and I mean, I don't know, maybe you don't even believe that the masks work. Like, I don't know what your reason is, but I don't care, because whatever your reason is, it's not a good enough reason for me. So people need to wear masks. I mean, that's the only way, that's the fastest way that we're going to get back to normal life. And I mean, unless you've been living under a rock, you know, these past 3 months of quarantine, they haven't been as enjoyable for me than normal life. I want to go to restaurants, and I want to go to bars with friends, and I want to go to concerts, and I love sports. I want to play sports and watch sports live in stadiums, and I want to take my kids to school and take them to the park. And I mean, the fact that we're still having these like discussions and people aren't understanding the importance of wearing masks is just crazy to me. So I don't know. I would encourage everyone out there, if you're not wearing a mask for whatever reason, like, just please, for the sake of everyone, for jobs, economy, entertainment, just life, wear your masks. It's so simple. Just wear your freaking masks.
Preach, Matt Beasler. We just want to get back to things, man. We just want to get back to things. Hey, you communicate with guys on other teams, I would assume. Have you communicated much with guys that are in the bubble already? Like you said, you guys don't go down till Sunday. What are you hearing about the bubble so far?
I mean, we've communicated a little bit. You know, it's funny. I don't know, you guys. I sent you guys, a couple pictures, I guess, of the sandwich situation. It kind of blew up there a few days ago. But basically what happened, I mean, in a situation like this where, you know, nobody's done this before. You know, some people are probably skeptical still and, you know, not looking forward to the tournament, whatever the reason is. But I think the negative stuff is going to be the stuff that always stands out. So, you know, what happened was the guys that are already down there, there's been like a bunch of pictures that came out about the sandwich situation, the price of the sandwiches. To be honest with you, they don't look great. they don't. And I love sandwiches, but man, if you see some of these pictures of like the sandwiches that they're putting together, it's not very appetizing. And so, yeah, I mean, that's a concern for me. I get hangry really fast, and I don't want to be hangry down there. I need food. I need good food options, especially when you're practicing. So, yeah, that was a concern to see. I know that it went viral. It blew up. We have learned that that specific situation, like that sandwich menu, is actually only for the first day that you get down there. So what we have to do, the protocol, is when we fly down to Orlando, the first thing we do is we go and get tested. And right after we get tested, we immediately have to go up into our individual rooms and be quarantined until we get the test results back. So, you know, they're saying that those test results take from 12 hours to 24 hours. So there's this period where you're almost, you know, you're locked up in your room, and that's where this menu is coming from. That's what we've learned. So I don't know. I think that's good news. Once you have a negative test, you know, you kind of get opened up a little bit more, and that's when you can start having the actual, like, the team meals, the hot food, and the early reports from those are everything's really good. The food's good. So it was a huge relief for me to hear that.
When I saw the menu and the prices, it surprised me, because I thought that everybody was going down without a per diem, because everything was just, like, provided on on site. Like, you wouldn't have to pay because it's all covered by the league. Is that not the case? Are you guys given, like, a budget that you're allowed to spend on this food?
So we've been told that most of our meals, if not all of our meals, are going to be covered because they're going to be team meals.
Right.
You know, that's one of the things, you know, when you go down there, you're not allowed to leave the hotel, the property. So you can't go out to eat at restaurants or whatever. So most of the meals, you know, each team is going to have their own meal room where you go and eat breakfast and lunch and dinner. So I think it's kind of up to the team, you know, if you want to make that an open breakfast or if you want to make it like, all right, everyone's got to eat at the same time. You know, I think that's up to your team.
Matt Beisler has been our guest. And when do you leave? Give us the final rundown of the upcoming schedule for the next couple of days.
Yeah, so we leave this Sunday, the 5th. So this has been our last week in Kansas City. It's been a really good week of practice. And so, we'll finish the week off. You know, I think the plan is to have one last inter-squad scrimmage that will mimic, you know, a real game on Saturday. So we'll play that Saturday morning, 4th of July, and then we'll, you know, get to go home and, you know, enjoy our families for 4th of July afternoon and evening. And then on Sunday, the next day, we'll all get on a charter flight. We're flying out of downtown, and we'll all go down to Orlando.
Matt Beisler, we appreciate your time, man, and thank you for saying what you said. My wife texted me and said she was inspired by it, and she said, because of your words, she's going to have me wear my mask at home all the time.
There you go.
She said, also while I sleep. I don't care. That's hurtful. Well, maybe I wasn't supposed to read that on the air. Anyway, I appreciate you saying that, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. And thank you so much for being willing to speak your mind on the show. That's why we love you, man.
Sounds good, guys. Next time we talk, we'll be down in Orlando, so looking forward to catching up.
And next time we get together, bananas are all on me, all right? How's that sound?
Wow.
Bananas for everybody.
I've heard that before.
I know. Matt, you better hang your phone up now. This is going to go in a bad
all
direction,
right.
Okay?
I'm leaving. Let's go.
Get out of here, Matt.
Right. Run.
All right. We're going to talk about all the bananas on Steven.
Oh, boy.
Have you really heard that one before?
I don't know. I don't know what he's trying. I don't know what Jake's trying to say over there.
I don't see. That's why I said Matt, hang up, because I don't know what Jake's follow up is. Hang up fast.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
The blank is bananas. Yeah,
it's bananas. Right.
So wear your masks.
That's by the way, that mask rant by Matt, I think, is the most fired up I have ever heard him on this show.
Yeah, it's the most passionate. I mean,
he almost cussed.
Yeah, it's from the heart, for sure. Wear your mask.
No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
If I pull that off, will you die?
It would be extremely painful.
You're a big guy.
For you.
Sounds like Matt. Keep your masks on. It'll be extremely painful. For you.
Just to give you an idea of what we're dealing with, like what we're talking about, you know, why would some baseball players not feel that way, and Matt wondering why, here's a perfect example of some of the text messages we get. And this is why people think soccer players are blanks. You can guess what the word is. Blank your masks. Blank this station. Can't stand your constant virtue signaling and shaming anyone with an opposing view, said the guy who's shaming anyone with an opposing view. Okay.
That's somewhat hypocritical.
Is why soccer players are what now?
Well, you have to look at it. Mm. I'm not going to. I said blank.
It really takes some serious toughness to not wear a mask. That's a sign of toughness.
I'm just letting you know that there are differing opinions.
Well, there's really not if you're the mayor of Kansas City who says there's an ordinance in the city to wear masks.
Well, as we saw from his text messages he released, there are differing opinions to that as well. And so,
yeah, I don't.
I know it comes across as virtue signaling when anybody says that phrase is getting thrown around a lot. This is just somebody who's genuinely concerned about having work. This isn't virtue. This isn't, you know, hey, look at me. I'm better than you. I am genuinely worried when I read that article about nine guys testing positive at FC Dallas and the possibility of not having games to call. This is selfish. You can call me selfish. I would rather you call me selfish. I selfishly want to be able to have a job and to have games to call. That's where I'm coming from.
In sports to talk about.
I selfishly want to be able to have life.
I just want people not to get sick.
And exactly. So.
That's pretty much where it begins and ends with me. I want people to be okay, you know. I want people to be healthy, and clearly there are many people that do not agree, but we can only do what we can do and control what we can control, and we're wearing masks. And Matt Beisler is too. And yeah. Hey, Jake.
Steven.
Change the password to the text line so I can lock myself out of it. How about that? Is that possible?
Yeah, can that's you, possible. And I'll take you off the email.
Can you protect me?
I'm glad
can
I can't.
Protect me from my. Can you protect me from myself? Please?
I've tried for 17 years.
I clearly have no
self
control. Can you? No. Come over here and teach me a lesson.
I'm glad that I can't remember the website to it.
Yeah, me too.
Because I would actually be reading them, and I'd probably be in a worse place right now.
I shouldn't.
I try not to, but it's, you know, it's hard not to sometimes.
Take a break. Back after this on WHB.